Well, I want to know what's next
Yeah.
for all you guys. Roger, what upcoming projects do you have?
Yeah. Well, I am doing another music video with Isis this January, and I'm excited to be a part of the close-up experience again through that. And so more music videos, and we're always kind of thinking of opening new collaborations. Then I also have a kind of meditative 3 to 5 minute short film channel that I do regularly, and it's on it's called The Ring Channel, and it's on YouTube, and they're free, and I just release these as ways of kind of sharing certain insights and certain like moments of clarity that have arrived to me in through other people or through my own life. And so that's another big thing. I work on The Ring Channel. And then I've got actually two feature films that are in post-production, and one of which I act in, and the other of which is a docu-narrative called The Calling about shamans in South Africa.
Wow. Did you edit the video too?
Yes. I was so happy to be the editor.
Oh, wow.
And he did the special effects as well, which is
wow.
Really impressive that he was able to do all of those things. He's very diverse and well-rounded, and I'm so grateful that he could fulfill all of those duties.
Yeah, a lot of love in it.
Well, there's an advantage to being the director and your own editor, I guess, because you, when you're shooting, you're thinking about how you're going to edit everything, right?
Exactly, that's so true. And it just gave me a whole way of, like, wiring together, because there was a lot of complexities in this video.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Isis sat at the table, like, before shooting, and we were like, this is a very complex film. And, but it was great to be able to be in that wiring process of plugging all the pieces together.
So, Isis, what about you? What's next for you besides working with Roger? What else are you working on?
Yeah. You know, it's so exciting being an artist these days, especially because I've got my hand in so many different pies. And I've always felt that as an artist, it's hard to just do one thing, because it's very challenging to really feel fully expressed when you only have one avenue to do it in, because what I get out of acting is completely different than what I can express as a choreographer or a producer. And so I've got a couple of different things moving. Of course, Close-Up Experience, which is moving, and I'm very excited about that. I'm talking with Kat and Wilson about another collaboration on a music video off of their upcoming EP, which I'm very excited about. And I've also got a cross-media film project that I've been working on for a while that I think is completely going to change the game of how people tell stories. And another feature film project where we've got a completed script already, and we're in the phase of seeking funding and pushing the project into screenplay competitions. And so those are all of the things that I'm moving on. And, of course, I continue to choreograph and teach dance classes across the U.S. So it's all really exciting.
So are you're based in Miami then, right? If people wanted to take your class, what would they
I split my time between Miami and Orlando right now. So I kind of bounce around a lot, and I think the nature of the industry is that you kind of go where the work is. So
mm-hmm.
As far as my where I'm based, I'm between here and there, but I'm also in many different cities depending on where the opportunities are. So I guess the best thing, if people were interested in taking my class, would be to just reach out to me, because I don't teach at any one studio regularly. There's there's going to be a new pole dance and aerial studio opening up in Miami called Milan Pole Dance that I'll be teaching at, and they've got a location in Italy, Dubai, Singapore, a couple other cities. and they're going to be opening up a Miami location, which is really exciting. And then I also sometimes teach at the Body Club in Orlando, which also has another pole dance studio. And in the other styles, like tap jazz, contemporary hip-hop, I mostly just do workshops these days.
Well, good night, darlings. Do you have anything else to add about maybe some tour dates? When are you guys coming to Dallas is what I really want to know.
I wish we were coming right now. I love Texas. We're playing New York tomorrow night. We're playing Philly and Boston soon. We're gearing up for the EP to drop November. So Empire Vampire was the first single. Our second single is coming out soon within a week or so with rapper JB. That I'm really excited about that song because Empire Vampire has a great dance feel, and this has really bridges our hip-hop love into the album. So JB is really a great rapper. He works with MERS, LP, and Run the Jewels. So we're excited that he did a piece on our song. And then we're dropping the third single called Carousel, and that we might be doing a video with ISIS again on the Brooklyn Carousel. So that's going to be really fun. So, yeah, just playing shows and gearing up for the EP to come out, All I Ever Wanted, in November.
And writing more music for the next next recording. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to all of you. And thank you so much for talking to me. I really enjoyed it, and I hope that I will get to interview you guys again, in future projects.